There's a saying that we say down in Australia, bring the biff. That's what I want to see between these two. I absolutely love this idea. Rusev, the Bulgarian brute, versus Sheamus, Mr. Fight Night. I can't wait for it. I'm very excited for that match.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm pumped for this. Finally, we're gonna see Rusev get into some serious business here. Man, speaking of serious business, man, let's jump ahead to the Jey Uso segment. I thought we were gonna hear Jey Uso talk about his tag team match that he's gonna be at in Money in the Bank with Cody Rhodes versus John Cena and Logan Paul. And I thought that that's what we were going to get, but then Gunther interrupted, and I love Gunther, but I was really upset to see Gunther tonight and interrupt Jey Uso. I'm like, what the fuck? I almost forgot that they're still going to have a match, and their match, Gunther versus Jey Uso for the World Heavyweight title, is going to happen the Monday Night Raw after Money in the Bank, but we haven't really heard much about the tag team match at Money in the Bank. It's only been one day. We'll probably hear more about it on SmackDown because that's where Cody Rhodes and John Cena is. But Money in the Bank is 2 weeks away. And I'm thinking like now is like when they should start building to Money in the Bank. But instead, they're building up the match. I guess it makes sense because the match is going to take place on Raw. But the tag team match to me is what interests me the most. But hey, that's just me. Gunther came out, tried to get in Jey Uso's head again, telling Jey Uso, hey, you're a great friend. You're a great person. You're there for your friends when they need you. However, that's going to bite you in the ass as a champion. That's not going to help you. Unlike me, I only care about myself, and that's what makes a great champion. But no matter what Gunther tried to tell Jey Uso here, Jey Uso, he's confident. He's not backing down, and he's ready. He's ready for Money in the Bank, and he's ready for Gunther. And he promised Gunther that he's gonna make him tap again. Do you guys? I mean, we saw this match at WrestleMania. We're gonna see it again. Are you guys looking forward to this match? Do you guys think that Gunther might have a chance here, or what are you guys? What were you guys' thoughts about this segment here?
I think Gunther will give him a run for his money, but I still do not think that Gunther is getting that title back. As much as I love Gunther, I don't think that's happening yet. He just got it at WrestleMania, and I get it, that was like 2 months ago, but still, he just got it at WrestleMania. I don't see him losing it anytime soon. I just don't. And when Gunther came out, I'm like, oh, God, what's he going to say? Then he starts going on and on. And it's like, I only care about myself. I'm like, yeah, clearly. Where the hell has Ludwig Kaiser been? Tell me that. Where's Kaiser been?
I know.
He hasn't been on in a minute. Where's Kaiser at?
With Tiffany Stratton? Locked up in a hotel room somewhere?
Yes. Blood. No. No. Bad blood. No. But I do love Jey Uso's response right after Gunther stopped talking. He's just like, are you done? Are you done? Let me talk. Are you done now? Like, Jey is so good at also getting into people's heads. But what Gunther doesn't understand quite yet, as he's going to continuously try to get back into his head, it's just not going to work. Jey with Gunther, he's not going to get back into Jey's head. There's just no way. And that was proven at WrestleMania, where he kept on trying to get in there fully to the point where it would get Jey off his game. But it never did. It only made him stronger. That's what Gunther needs to understand. It's the fact that you can try to get into his head, but once you're there, it's only going to make him stronger. It's not going to get him off his game like you think it's going to.
My only criticism about this promo was during the end. Jay, why are you playing with the crowd when you are supposed to be focusing on a man who has tested you in that ring in the past? That is my only criticism about this. Yes, you made him tap out at WrestleMania, but Gunther is looking for revenge on your ass. You should be locked in. You should be doing this to the temple of your head. Because what the fuck happened when you did that at WrestleMania? You fucking paid attention, expanded your moveset, and fucking won. Now the cockiness is getting into Jey Uso's head. I'm not saying that it will cost him the title, but if he doesn't pull his fucking head in, out of his ass, it's going to cost him at some point in the future. That is my only criticism about this promo. It was right at the end. It was fine until that point. Jay, please, pay attention. Because Bruh. That's my only criticism. Bruh.
Yeah, I'm going somewhere else completely different with this one, boys. I didn't like the segment at all. And it's one of the first times where I didn't like it because of Jay. Jay was not on his game tonight. We all have off nights. Everybody's got an off night. He lost his way in that promo. He stumbled over his words. He got a couple of his words wrong. And BET, the reason he was interacting with the crowd was because he forgot what he was going to say. And so he was buying time by pandering to the audience so he could get enough time to think about the next thing he wanted to say. That's why there was a good 15 seconds where he stopped talking and just started pacing back and forth because he lost his promo. He drew a blank. So he had an off night. I thought the entire segment was bad because Jay lost his rhythm in the promo. And I think everybody could see that he seemed like he had just drew a blank for no reason. That being said, I think that as far as it's concerned with them building to this Monday Night Raw match, the Monday after, I believe, Money in the Bank, is for a very specific purpose. And this is where we're going to diverge here, guys. I'm extremely nervous and worried that Jay is not walking out of Monday Night Raw with that World Heavyweight Championship. I think there's a very specific reason that they put him and Gunther versus each other the Monday after, because I think they're going to have a barn burner of a main event. And then whomever, I thought it'd be LA Knight. Now I am damn near certain it's Seth Rollins, is winning the Money in the Bank for the second time in his career. And I think not only is he going to interfere in this match, he's not even going to wait for a winner. He's going to have Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker go down there, beat the hell out of both guys towards the end of the match, and they are so gassed. He's going to cash in, stomp Jay, and steal the title. I think that's literally what's going to happen here because he's already talking about needing the title to have the power. They're trying to build him up as the biggest threat. They're trying to build this group as the biggest deal in WWE right now. This is the big thing. They've even got Roman Reigns involved in this story as a CM Punk. They're going to put that title on Rollins. And I hate that it's at the expense of a short title run from Jay. I hope he gets to win it back later, but I got a bad feeling, guys. I think Jay loses that World Heavyweight Championship 2 Raws from now.
Damn, that's wild. I mean, Jay, he's only had one successful title defense, and it was at Saturday night's main event versus Logan Paul. I don't see Jey Uso losing it on his second title defense, but we'll see what happens. We'll do a prediction episode on that. No, because it's a Monday Night Raw. We don't do predictions for Monday Night Raw. You might be right.
The world is up with the Samoan cousins specifically and completely forgetting what the hell they're going to say. First, it was Roman during that promo battle against John Cena, and now it's Jey Uso against Gunther. What the hell, man?
Well, to be fair, I think Jey Uso did a pretty good job of recovering himself, getting himself back together, and he ended the promo strongly. I mean, I did notice that he kind of slipped up a little bit, but, like, I mean, I think he made up for it, no?
Not the worst promo he's ever. It's not the worst promo ever, because normally he's a great promo. He gets very into it with his emotions. But after that first stumbling, and I think it's because he keeps doing that whole let's run it back on the Yeet thing, and he keeps running himself out of breath. And I think he was out of breath, and he lost his cadence, couldn't recover, needed to get the crowd to help him fucking buy some time after Gunther laid down the law on his ass. And then all of a sudden, he said one word, forgot, messed up another word, paused, paced for 15 seconds, and said, you know what? I fight for them having my back. And then he went from saying that to, and you know what? I'm going to tap your ass out again. Four letters, one word, yeet. And then he walked off. He didn't even recover strong. He went from fucking up to, hey, crowd interaction, I'm going to tap you out, and then he left. That was it.
Yeah. Also, too, I'm going to say it. We, as fans, in the year of 2025, we have to know when to participate and when to shut the fuck up. Because there's been a few times that Jey Uso does this to the crowd. Like, hey, stop yeeting and let me say what I have to say. And it's the same thing with the what chants. Like,
he literally wants to cut a serious promo and they won't let him.
Yeah.
Like, I've noticed that too. He tries to lay down a serious promo where he feels the energy. You can, because he always does the thing when he's in the mode, he leans forward. He goes, now listen here. And then they start going. He goes like this. Now listen here. And then he's got to stop again. He's trying to show them that, yo, I'm about to dice this person up. The fans won't let him because they just want to be so involved. And that's fine. You paid your money to be involved. But at the expense of you getting to experience a great story, maybe give it a second, you know? Yeah. Let him cook for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was first things that Jey did. As soon as Gunther stopped talking, fans started yeeting, and he's just like, yo, cool it down, bit. Cool it down.
Yeah, I get that they're pros, right? I get that the crowd shouldn't affect their performance on the mic or whatever, that they should be able to work around that or whatever. But also, at the same time, like, let him talk, bro. Just let him talk. But anyways, moving on. Another thing that usually I skip it through, and I'm talking about Becky Lynch, because Lyra Valkyrie and Becky Lynch are going to go at it once again at Money in the Bank for the fucking 49th time this year, it seems like. However, I don't know if it's because Lyra Valkyrie has gotten over with me. That might be because of Becky Lynch, because I really, really don't like Becky Lynch at all whatsoever. So I want to see Lyra Valkyrie beat her for the third time. I'm hoping that's what happens. But I thought Lyra Valkyrie's explanation as to why she's accepting a third match versus Becky Lynch works. Because Becky Lynch, even though Lyra has beaten her two times, Becky Lynch is still walking around like hot shit. Lyra's not satisfied with beating her two times. She wants to beat her again to basically shut her mouth. And this time it got personal. This time, you know, you talk shit or you did something in front of my fiance. That's not cool. Becky Lynch comes out and some more personal shots were taken. They brought up Seth Rollins. Lyra said, oh, you mean the guy that the only talented thing about you, Becky, is your husband, Seth Rollins. Ah, okay. Now they're starting to, it's getting a little bit interesting here for me, and I actually want to see this match again. Did you guys have any thoughts about this segment with Lyra and Becky?
I did not like this promo. I was just bored of this entire rivalry. It's just not interesting to me anymore, and especially when Becky said, after I win, when I beat you for that title, you know how I raised your hand and acknowledged you at NXT when you beat me for the NXT title, which I stole from Tiffany Stratton for no fucking reason other than just to be a Grand Slam champion? I want you to raise my hand after being the next Women's Intercontinental Champion. I'm like, really? Really? I'm not interested in this at all. Bruh. I'm not interested.
Look, I actually enjoyed this promo, but I only enjoyed Becky's side of it. I did like Lyra's explanation. It makes sense not having that satisfaction. I beat you once, but it was only a roll-up. I beat you again, but I did it with a roll-up. And you stood tall that night, and I went to the hospital, and you got to go home, even though I want, you know, like, I understand feeling like you need a definitive 1, 2, 3, I knocked your ass out, 3 count, not just these roll-ups. Because in the world of professional wrestling, a roll-up is seen as a non-definitive victory because people can call it a fluke. You got lucky, you know? You didn't actually put me down for the 3. You rolled me up for the 3. I could have still kept going. So I get it. I did like Becky saying, I'm the best thing that ever happened to you, which is true. In the professional wrestling world, the biggest thing that Lyra's ever done is compete with and against Becky Lynch. That's the accolade of her career, a future Hall of Famer here. But also she said, I'm the best thing that's ever happened to that Intercontinental Championship. Again, extremely true. Because that thing got introduced almost a year ago, and it's meant fuck all since up until Becky came back. Before Becky went on her hiatus, the original plan was for them to have this feud last year. So it was, they've been in a holding pattern with Lyra as the champion this entire time. And if that was the case, you should have put it on Dakota Kai or Zoe Stark or anybody else that was in that tournament. And then have them lose it to Lyra later when Becky came back. And then tell the story if that's what you wanted to do. It might have had more steam under it, more legs behind it, but no. I did like the line Lyra said where she said, I'll beat you like I did last time. I'll beat you again. And I did that with my eyes closed. I thought that was a bar. That was definitely one hell of a line. But I thought Becky's acting and delivery in this promo was superb. Heel Becky before in the past comes off kind of cartoony because she's Irish and Irish people are very animated people. And sometimes in her promos, she kind of flutters around like a Muppet when she gets flustered, if you notice. She really does, especially when she was the last time she was a heel and she was trying to dress like the female Seth Rollins. But I thought tonight it worked here. It's not just that she's fucking heel. She's losing it, you know? She's losing it, which I thought was a great touch. I don't care about seeing this match again. I was hoping it was over the last time they versed. If we can please move on. And honestly, the crowd couldn't give half a fuck about Lyra. She's got to beg them for interaction. So put the title on Becky and let's move on.
Blood, I think you're getting what you just said. I have this scary feeling that Lyra is not walking out of Money in the Bank Intercontinental Champion because of one singular sentence. If I lose, I will not ask for another title defense or title challenge. I will not challenge for it again. I have this scary feeling that with that sentence alone, you've got exactly what you wanted there, Blood. I don't think Lyra is walking out of Money in the Bank Intercontinental Champion. That one phrase alone sent a shiver down my spine. And as soon as she said that, I'm like, Lyra's not going out as champion, is she? She's losing that title, isn't she? Like, that's just the feeling I have. And honestly, it's probably the best thing to happen. Because as Blood said, that title has meant pretty much nothing. The mid-card titles in general, when it comes to the women's division, have meant shit all. Like, Intercontinental, not much there. United States title, literally just put it on Zelina Vega just for a markup. For a ratings markup. That's it. That is the only reason why you put that United States title on Zelina Vega. And I have this feeling that Lyra's title reign is ending next Saturday. I just have that feeling.
And I'd like to add, the main reason I believe it's over for Lyra's reign, Becky's already put her over twice. So now it's time for the reverse.
Yeah.
Becky Hogan, y'all. Nope, Becky Lynch has to do the job three times for Lyra to prove to me. Becky, prove it to me that you are not Becky Hogan, that you are a team player, that you're willing to put over the young talent.
She put her over twice already. Here's the problem. When a talent like Becky puts over a younger talent, it's supposed to give that younger talent the rub. Becky's put her over twice, and they still don't give a shit about Lyra.
That's not true. That's not true. I care about Lyra now.
Buddy, she's the one of the few champions that walks out there, and the crowd goes mild.
They're starting to get jump on the bandwagon. They're starting to do the woo, or what's she doing?
Okay, so her entrance theme is over. Fantastic.
And you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere.
She's been the champ for how many months?
Do it, Becky. Do the right thing, Becky. Don't be a punk.
No, put it on Becky so Bayley can vie for it when she comes back. Then we'll get two horsewomen versus each other for the Intercontinental Championship, because that's what they're building to. And I guarantee you they're building to it for SummerSlam.
Why can't Bayley come after it with Lyra?
Because Becky took her out.
God damn it. I don't know, man. I hope you guys are wrong. If we have time, we'll do predictions for Money in the Bank probably next week. But let's move on to the main event, you guys. Another triple threat match, the second triple threat match of the night. Seth Rollins versus Sami Zayn versus Finn Balor. What a great main event this was. Just those three guys, top WWE talent. Well, Seth Rollins and Finn Balor and then Sami Zayn. But, another match that had it all. It had a lot of drama. It had a lot of action. It had a lot of things to look forward to. This group with Seth Rollins, Braun Breaker, and Bronson Reed, I knew that they had to interfere at some point. And right when you thought that Sami Zayn was going to get the win, he was going to take that power that Seth Rollins was coming for, and Sami Zayn wanted to go to the Money in the Bank, despite what Karrion Kross had to say backstage, you're never going to win the title. Sami Zayn was so close, but Braun Breaker at the very last second pulled the referee out of the ring. And we also had Dom come out, throw a chair in the ring, but it was a horrible pass. Like, you had Finn Balor and I believe it was Seth Rollins in the ring. And instead of Dom throwing the chair to Finn, he threw it right in the middle. And Seth Rollins took advantage, stomped Finn Balor on the chair. 1, 2, 3, Seth Rollins is moving on. And he's advancing to the Money in the Bank. And he's one of the top players in this Money in the Bank to actually win this damn thing now. I wasn't sure who I was rooting for here because I love Finn Balor, but Finn Balor, he's not really known to win a whole lot of matches, so I'm not surprised he didn't win it. I guess I'm kind of glad. I'm happy with this outcome. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to seeing Seth Rollins in this Money in the Bank. But thoughts on the main event. I forgot who's up.
Right. First things first, I love the match. I love that it got a lot of time. I love that it's slow burned in. It was a little slow in the beginning because they were all kind of jockeying for position. Picks up quite a bit in the middle, then really hits that whole extra gear in the third act of the match. Yeah, you're right. Like, we had to have the other two guys come out. I'm waiting for Seth to name this stable, so we can stop having to call them all by name every single time, one by one. Just give the group a fucking name, please. The Visionaries or some shit. I don't know. But like, as far as it's concerned, I thought the match was fun. Again, would have loved to see Finn win just because, you know, why not? But at the same time, I knew Sammy wouldn't, even though I wanted him to. Thought the match was great. I 100% believe Dominic Mysterio did that on purpose. At this point, I am in complete belief that Dom is wise to Finn. He has been refusing to help and show up and help him in matches for weeks now. He just got in trouble with Liv off some shit that Finn set up, and he caught Finn laughing at him. And I think 100% he tricked Finn. He's playing mind games. Because he's doing exactly what Eddie would have done. Set him up. And he set him up, got his face curb stomped into a chair for his troubles. Only thing about this match that I was like, bruh. And y'all know I love my boy Punk. You know that Christ M. Punk can do no wrong in my eyes. He could punch an old lady in the face live on TV and I'd be like, well, what did she say to him? But like, as far as it is concerned, bro, you couldn't come out like a minute and 5 seconds earlier. You had to wait until you let your arch enemy, your blood feud enemy, win the match, and then you DTS him. If you had come out a minute and 5 seconds earlier, you could have stopped him. You could have GTS'd him right after he stomped Finn. And Sammy wouldn't have gotten the win, but Finn could have at least crawled to the victory. So at least you screw, you don't want to help Finn, but you still screw Seth. You just had to wait, didn't you? You needed that Instagram or a farming moment, didn't you, Punk? I love you, but come on, damn it. Why did you let Jey Uso go out there on his own to handle business? You should have been out there with him. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, it could have been resolved by like a minute and 5 seconds, but hell if I know. Punk was probably in the bathroom taking a piss and washing his hands. Like, oh shit, I gotta go out there and stop these guys, you know. And the Jay got up, what the hell is you, man? I was washing my hands. But I thought a great match, great finish. And if we're being honest, the right guy did win story wise. Having Seth in that match adds this air of fear for Jay's championship. Like I said, I think. At this point, when we do predictions, at this point, I'm sign sealing and delivering it now. Seth Rollins wins Money in the Bank, and he's going to cash in that next Monday and stomp fucking Jay's head into the ground and steal that championship. And then we are really in a new era with this group. And then next, he's going to send Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker after those tag team championships. And they're going to run through the New Day. And they're going to all be champions. And then that's how it's going to go from there.
All right. So I am completely with blood when it comes to Punk's timing. Holy crap, you should have come out earlier. Because overall, you would have gotten away with it. It's no DQ because it's a triple threat. You absolutely would have gotten away with it. But of course, he wanted to wait until the other two were after the other two. The theme hits. It's like, no. Okay, screw those two. Both of you. Ramp. Now. Stop him. Only for Punk to just go, oh, you sent them there. You really thought I'd make it that easy, didn't you? Only for him to pick him up and do that GTS. I do also wish that it was a little bit earlier, that it was during the match, because like I said, he literally would have gotten away with it. It would not have costed Sammy anything whatsoever. Now, when it comes to Dom, my biggest thing is this. Of course, the moment he comes out to help for the first time in weeks, you screw Finn over. Of course, you screw the man that you pinned the Intercontinental Championship for. You literally pinned Finn Balor, and now you two are kind of in like a mini rivalry backstage without it being like a rivalry. It's like mid-ground with it. And I love that. Because at some point, I know for a fact that next week that's probably going to be brought up by Finn. And once it is, that little conversation's going to happen. And then Liv is going to bring up her issues, because of course she will, especially when it comes to Roxanne, in which she's also going to be talking to Raquel for screwing her over. So, yeah, we will overall see how the Judgment Day goes, but let's be honest, here soon you should probably just dismantle it altogether.
Fuck me. If I say what I want to say about this whole fucking situation, one, our TikTok live access won't be available to us anymore, and two, we'll be stuck here for at least 10 minutes. So I am going to just sit on the sideline for this. And I'll make a TikTok video on it on my account, BT Knight. Make sure to follow me on there. And I will let out my frustration in that video to basically save us from possibly getting banned. So.
All right, fair enough. Well, with the main event match, we have four spots in the men's Money in the Bank that have been filled, and we have two more spots left. So far, we have Seth Rollins, Penta, Solo Sikoa, and LA Knight. So that's four out of six positions for the Money in the Bank. And for the women's side, we have Rhea Ripley, Alexa Bliss, Roxanne, and Julia. We have about 2 weeks until Money in the Bank. Two more spots for both men's and women's matches. And yeah, man, we have a lot to look forward to, I feel like, when it comes to Money in the Bank. But with that being said, you guys, that was a review for Monday Night Raw. Let's get the fuck up out of here, y'all. My name is Edgar. I'm the host. Thanks to the Snug Crew for helping me with this review. And we'll see you guys very, very soon. Bye.
Four letters. One word. Ah.